Mr. Speaker, are we getting the support that you would hope we would from the federal government right now for the state during this pandemic?
Yes. For those who might not be familiar, we were given about $4 billion directly from the federal government. We still have about $1 billion of that in reserves, about $1.2 billion. We will continue to appropriate that between now and November as we work on the rest of the budget. And, you know, when you look at some of the other examples in terms of getting PPE and the personal protective equipment and medicines and other things, the government, I think, and the governor indicated this as well, at least in some of my conversations with him, that we are getting assistance. I think we all acknowledge, though, that it is a struggle across the nation, and the different areas kind of ebb and flow in terms of the severity of the disease. I think that might impact different areas in a different way. You know, certainly, you know, we saw very high numbers in the southeastern part of the state early, and they have slowed down. But then you get into an area like the northern tier up in Potter County or out in western Pennsylvania around Pittsburgh or the suburbs. Those trends are admittedly different and kind of have lagged behind the southeast. So it's not just about getting the help, but it's also about getting the help in the right specific locations at the specific times. And we'll keep working with the federal government, the governor, and my colleagues in the legislature to ensure that that continues to happen.
What is the most critical need in Pennsylvania right now?
Well, I think really there's two crises. You've got the healthcare crisis, which we've got to be vigilant and monitor, you know, in terms of the PPE and the safety measures that must occur there. But the other crisis really is an economic one. It's impacting people's lives. We're seeing suicide rates and drug rates and overdoses continue to go up. So we have to strike a balance, I believe, between managing both of these crises simultaneously. And when you look at that, the economic impacts could be very long-reaching. I recently read an article where it said 70 to 80% of the restaurants that are currently closed may never reopen. And when you start taking out large swaths of our economy like that, that will have a generational impact. And, you know, as a parent, and my kids are in high school and middle school, you know, I think the educational issues are going to be very real as individuals struggle. I know I had one child who excelled at online learning and one that did not. She certainly struggled. So I think that generationally, I think we could see that impact for years to come because we truncated the school year last year and modified how we taught the kids, and now we're going back in a modified way as well. And I think that could be one of the biggest crises that we're facing in terms of their impact on their education and their career trajectory as they move on in their own lives.
What would you like to see Governor Tom Wolf do differently at this stage to help open up more businesses?
Well, I would go back and point to one of the very first bills that we had passed that was unfortunately didn't make it across the finish line with the governor and was vetoed. And that is we need him to communicate more frequently, and we need him, we need to work all together to find these solutions. The very first bill that we passed was a task force that would have been all three branches of government where we could have solved these problems together in a room. I think that we are stronger when we look at our different viewpoints and our diversity in viewpoints. And by walking and working through these situations together, we can find solutions. We proved that in the very first week of the pandemic when we passed legislation that dealt with the education code and the school year and the learning impacts, the PPE, the personal protective equipment that was given out to hospitals, and the unemployment labor changes. And yet, as we've moved forward, it seems that more and more of those decisions are being made in a vacuum, solely in the administration. And we stand here, we're ready to help, we're willing to help, and we certainly, I think that's the one thing that we all could improve on is our communication and our ability to work together to get through this crisis.
We will talk to the governor tomorrow, and I will ask him that question. So I appreciate your time this morning.
No, you're very welcome, Mayor. Thank you so much.
All right, and we'll talk again. Thanks, and good luck in the new job.
All right, thank you very much. Have a great morning.